Keeping the fridge and freezer stocked makes good food cooking a breeze. This list is simply a template. Pick and choose what sounds good to you. Frozen fruit. We'll discuss fresh fruit storage a bit more soon, but stocking the freezer with already frozen fruits like berries, mango, and cherries is very helpful for making compotes, desserts, sauces, warm cereals, and more. How to store? In the freezer, store in an airtight freezer-safe bag or container for 1 to 3 months. To keep out freezer burn, press out excess air and use binder clips and rubber bands to secure open bags without resealable closures. Frozen veggies. We'll discuss fresh veggie storage more in a bit, but stocking the freezer with already frozen veggies like peas, broccoli, greens, and asparagus is very helpful for making quick stir-fries, soups and stews, scrambles, and more. How to store? Store in the freezer in an airtight, freezer-safe bag or container for 1 to 3 months. To keep out freezer burn, press out excess air and use binder clips and rubber bands to secure open bags that come without resealable closures. Nut and seed milks. For making creamy meals and quick sauces throughout the week, keep some refrigerated milks like almond, macadamia, or cashew on hand. Throw a few cans of coconut milk in the pantry and then in the fridge once opened to use as rich dairy-free cream. Unless you know exactly how you'll be using your milks all week, opt for unsweetened and unflavored so you can have more control in the cooking process. How to store. Except for unopened cans of coconut milk, store your milks in the fridge, not the freezer. Adhere to the manufacturer's storage recommendations on the container for store-bought milks. For homemade milks, store in a glass airtight container or jar for up to 2 weeks. Shake before using. Separation is normal and a good indicator of a junk-free milk because fresh-made milk doesn't have preservatives or emulsifiers in the mix. Chill cans of coconut milk if you want a quick dairy-free cream. Staple dressings and sauces. Dressings and sauces are easy to whip up fresh before a meal, but if you want to stay prepared, keep a few batches of delicious staples like ranch, goddess, and/or honey mustard dressing, and comforting veggie cream, pesto, tomato, and/or Asian stir-fry sauce in the fridge for quick meals throughout the week. All of these, dressings too, work well tossed with noodles, roasted or steamed veggies, and rice, or use them for dips. Just top, mix, heat up if necessary, and done. How to store? In the fridge for best flavor, store in an airtight glass container or jar for 1 to 2 weeks. And in the freezer, store the batch or make single-serve portions by freezing into ice cube trays if you like. But as soon as it's frozen, transfer to an airtight, freezer-safe container to store for 1 to 2 months. Staple condiments. To get creative with quick meals throughout the week, always keep certain condiments on hand. Good ones are soy sauce, for our sensitive friends, tamari is gluten-free, or coconut aminos are soy and gluten-free. Miso, go soy-free with chickpea or brown rice varieties. Curry paste, stone ground mustard, barbecue sauce, ketchup, and or hot sauce, like sriracha. How to store. Keep condiments in the fridge, not the freezer, and adhere to the manufacturer's dates on the jar. Most condiments will last for 1 to 4 months at least. Tortillas and wraps. Keep a pack or two of store-bought or fresh-made tortillas in the fridge or freezer for easy go-to meals. You can easily chop and bake tortillas and wraps for chips or use them to fold up roasted veggies, leftovers, rice, and legumes with some of the staple sauces and condiments you have in the fridge too. Have you ever had a peanut butter taco? Slather peanut butter on a warm tortilla and some jam or honey for good measure. Roll up and it's snack time. How to store. In the fridge, check the manufacturer's dates on store-bought varieties and homemade tortillas will last for 1 to 2 weeks. Just steam or warm them to soften. In the freezer, store in an airtight freezer-safe bag or container for 1 to 3 months. Just thaw, steam, or warm to soften. Lesson action. Share with friends, family, or the course community what you've stocked up on and why. Is there anything new you're going to add to the pantry? Any new tricks you learned here that you'd like to try? Write it down in your cooking journal and make sure to mention why you'll be trying these new things.